I'd like to extend the greetings from those of the Houston Ecclesia to all those here at the gathering. Hopefully we'll see some of them here at the end of the week. Got a lot of rain recently. I guess that's a good thing. So many times throughout Scripture, we see that Yahweh has blessed His chosen people with abundance of food, shelter, protection from their enemies, and all that they needed and most of what they desired. Only to see that they turn their back on their God and follow the ways of the flesh. The actions of God's chosen people have seesawed between obedience and disobedience throughout their entire history. The words of the minor prophets, especially Zechariah, which is currently under study, have provided some details of the time in which the everlasting kingdom shall be established. The Jewish people at the time of this prophecy had just completed 70 years of Babylonian captivity and witnessed the fall of the Babylon Empire and the rebuilding of the temple while under the kings of Persia. This 8th chapter is not specific of the time, but somewhere after the 4th year, 9th month during the reign of King Darius. The words of Zechariah offer a positive picture for God's chosen people. After all the difficulties they experienced in the Babylonian Empire, things appear to be turning towards their favor. Even the prophet Ezra in chapter 6, verse 14, says the elders of the Jews builded and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. As we see in the first few verses of the chapter, Zechariah 8, Jerusalem will become the city of truth or fidelity, and the temple hill become the holy mountain under messianic rule. The Jews at the time of Zechariah are refreshed to see the rebuilding of the temple and a view to the time when the kingdom will be experienced in its completeness. When old men and old women dwell in the streets, and the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. This may be compared to Isaiah chapter 65, verse 20, that reads, "There shall be no more dense and infant of days, for the child shall die 100 years old." As Israel had almost always to suffer most grievously from wars and other calamities, which swept off the people at an untimely age during the time which extended from Zerubbabel to Christ, it must be admitted, notwithstanding the description of the prosperous times which Israel enjoyed under the government of Simon. Through verses 7 and 8, Zechariah is told of the people being saved from the east country and the west country. The deliverance of the people of God out of the heathen lands did indeed commence with the return of a body of exiles from the Babylon Empire under the guidance of Zerubbabel, but their deliverance out of all the countries of the earth is still in the future. Instead of all countries, the land of the rising, the east, and the land of the setting, the west, are individualized, as we see in Psalms chapter 50 and 113 and 59. This deliverance is first effected through the Messiah. This is indisputably evident from the words, "I bring them to Jerusalem." The message to the prophet continues in verses 9 through 13. The persons addressed are those who hear the words of the prophet in those days. This suggests a motive for taking courage. Because they hear these words, they are to look forward with comfort to the future and do what their calling requires. Before those days, when the building of the temple was resumed and continued, the man received no wages for his work. And even the cattle received none, namely because the labor of man and beast, that is, an agricultural pursuit, yielded no result, or at any rate, a most meager result, by no means corresponding to the labor. Through verses 14 and 17, the prophet warns of the conditions required for God's blessing to be realized. The ground upon which this promise rests is given in Zechariah 8, verse 14 and 15. and it is closed in verse 16 and 17 by the addition of the condition upon which it is to be fulfilled. As the time of punishment by exile came upon Israel through the decree of God, so is it now a decree of the Lord to show good to Judah. The people have therefore no need to fear, if they are only diligent in practicing truth, righteousness, and love to their neighbor. God required the same of the fathers. In verses 18 and 19, the word of the Lord comes to Zechariah concerning the fast. It seems the house of Judah shall experience joy and gladness during this time instead of a mournful event. It will be a time when the fullness of salvation will be seen. Perhaps discussions about these fasts will yield a better understanding of the requirements and conditions involved. The end of this chapter culminates with an indication of the magnitude that God's chosen people will have over the nations of the earth. Israel had kept days of mournful and fasting on account of the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. But in the future, the Lord will so glorify His city and His house. And not only will Israel keep joyful feasts there, but many and strong heathen nations will go to the house of God to seek and worship the God of hosts. Not only will a heathen then flow to Jerusalem to seek the God of Israel, but they will crowd together to Israel and Judah to be received into fellowship with them as a nation. 10 men from the heathen nations to one Jewish man. So great will be the pressure of the heathen. 10 is used as an indefinite number, denoting a great and complete multitude. God's chosen people will finally be shaped and molded into the example they were intended, but not without much tribulation to obtain the finished quality. Such is the case with all those who are called out from the world and have answered the high calling.